This is GKW. Welcome to another edition of Good Karma Wrestling. We're skating at full strength. Everybody's here. Gabe Neitzel, that's me from ESPN Milwaukee. Brian Rowitz from ESPN West Palm. And our guy from ESPN 1000 in Chicago, also part of the SiriusXM Pro Wrestling Nation family. Catch him on SiriusXM Pro Wrestling Nation every Sunday from 9 a.m. till noon Eastern time. Jonathan Hood. Gentlemen, great to be back together. Everybody, we got not a champions coming up. We got Forbidden Door coming up. A lot of things to dive into today. But where we start is WWE with Night of Champions on the horizon. One of the wrestlers who was eliminated from the King of the Ring tournament, trying to win his first world title. He's over with the fans. However, he seems pretty far away from a world championship. And I'm talking about somebody who was heavily featured this last Monday on Raw. We're talking about LA Knight. So the question is, how far away do you boys believe LA Knight is from a WWE world championship? What is the percent chance he ever becomes a world champ in World Wrestling Entertainment?
10%.
All right. Wow. That's something.
Wow, that's higher than that. That's damn.
Yeah.
Good for LA. 10%.
Yep. It's a heavy 90 on the other end, though. But LA Knight is his worst enemy. I saw him with Chris Van Vliet in an interview that he did. And he said that, "I feel like sometimes I'm always getting the short shrift. Feels like he hasn't been able to get to." Well, the reason why is because it's self-inflicted wounds. It's a mistake in the ring. It's a botch on the mic. It's always something that holds LA Knight back. But the thing that's so weird, the fans are with him. Doesn't matter the crowd. People still do the LA Knight chant. I hear it outside of arenas when I go to wrestling events. People saying, "Yeah, yeah." So the fans are with him. But I think, Brian, that the problem with LA Knight is that he's just not the complete package. You know what they said about Daniel Bryan being a B-plus player? That's LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the weird thing is, like, you have to wonder, like, what is missing in their eyes? Like, in that WWE world, this isn't a shot at Jey Uso, but what is the difference between Jey Uso and LA Knight?
This is a shot at Jey Uso.
Not a shot. I'm just asking, what is the difference between those two?
We're not even 5 minutes in. He's taking a shot at Jey Uso.
What is wrong with you?
What is the difference?
Jey, and again, I don't think you want to hear this. Jey is a better in-ring performer.
Close though, like their catchphrases, they're okay in the ring. Like, he got a world title run. LA Knight's not getting that.
But I agree. I'm like at a 0% chance here. Like, if he hasn't been able to sniff it at this point, like, I don't know what it would take for him to get there. And I guess my critique of LA, as much as I enjoy him, like, he's just a little off in the ring. Like, how many times have we seen him try to do where he jumps all the way to the top rope and then his foot just slips a little bit? And you're like, whoa. Like, it just happens too often. And
stop
again, when he pulls it off.
How about that? Like, just don't try that anymore. It doesn't work.
And and sometimes in his promos, it's like he starts to meander a little bit. Like, it's almost like halfway through, he's Michael Scotting it. He's starting the sentence. He's not quite sure where he wants to end the sentence. And as much as his catchphrases are over, and then when he delivers a really good promo, it's really good. To me, it's just about a consistency level. And for Jey, like, Jey's not going to go out there and give you a 20-minute Seth Rollins promo. That's what he's good at. He's gonna talk in his cadence, and he owns that. Like, he owns the type of promo that he delivers. I don't think that LA owns the type of promo he delivers.
Okay.
Jey, aside from the spear, which is like the ugliest spear in like wrestling history, like, he still owns his style of wrestling. Like, him and his brother, like, are known for being good in-ring performers, and he owns that style. Where, again, I just feel like there's too many slip-ups from LA. And again, you don't have to be Will Ospreay to be WWE champ. Like, you don't have to be Will Ospreay to be a champion anywhere. Like, you just have to own the lanes and the things that you do well. And it just doesn't feel like he's ever truly in command of the things that he's doing, which is why he constantly kind of finds himself bumping up against the ceiling. Because yes, the crowd is behind him, but I think they fear if they put a championship on him and feature him more than he's already being featured, like, everyone's going to start to kind of see some of those flaws and be like, oh, maybe this isn't the guy we thought he was.
Yeah, I think it's a 10% chance because there's two championships he could win, Undisputed or World. And I just that just to be able to have a little shock value, and that's not a long run, but I think the LA Knight could be world champion. Because you said the difference between Jey Uso and LA Knight. Well, no one's doing the finger thing, whatever that LA Knight's doing with the finger. No one's doing that in the crowd. I know he wants to get that over. It's not. But Jay's got the yeeting. And right. Here, Jey Uso, longtime tag team wrestler, becomes a single, wins the World Heavyweight Championship, goes back to a tag team, back to singles again, and the people are still with him. Sure. And again, it just shows you about wrestling. Wrestling is not about the 25 different moves you could do. It's about if you're over with the crowd. And in both cases, Jey Uso's over and also LA Knight's over. So that's why he's still out there. But can I just tell you, if a rookie made as many mistakes as LA Knight's made, they'd be off the roster. If this is like Maxine or Sol Ruka or some of these young, if they had as many opportunities as LA Knight, they wouldn't be on the roster anymore. But for a veteran, he's over. That's why he stays on TV.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The fans are going to be behind him. And in terms of winning a world title, I feel like that window has closed because you had the height of the Bloodline stuff. Wouldn't it have been crazy if he ended the Bloodline run? Yes. But you could have made a case at one point. And even now, with some of these openings with guys out, we're like, maybe just give him a run. We're not seeing it. And now, honestly, he's getting passed in line. Like, Oba's going to be a champion before him. Braun's going to be a champion before him. Bronson Reed when he comes back. Hell, Logan Paul. Like, there are so many other people now that are going to pass him on this line that I think that window's closed. And it sucks for him, but it is what it is at this point.
And I don't think it's an insult for LA Knight.
Sure.
Like, I mean, to be what he was initially when he came up, as the manager of the models and, you know, like to have the LA Knight character, which was so over in NXT, basically disappear. And then he becomes Max Dupree, you know, like, but the people were still clamoring for him. Like he's got a really good spot on the mid card. Like not again, you made the Daniel Bryan, you know, B plus, even though everybody now knows like, he's not a B-plus guy, right? Like, that was part of the storyline. Whereas LA is actually just the B-plus guy. And every wrestling company needs that. Not everybody's going to be world champion. You could throw the U.S. title, the Intercontinental title, throw him in a tag team. He could be a tag team champion. Like, he is somebody that you want on the roster. He's going to help you sell merch. He's going to do all these things. I just don't think that Hunter or TKO, whoever the hell's making the calls on who the champions are nowadays, I just don't think they look at him as somebody that they trust at the top, especially when, like, right now, well, first of all, SmackDown's basically AAA right now. Like, what is going on in SmackDown? Like, they had one wrestler make it through to the semifinals in all of all these King of the Ring tournament matches, and Charlotte's the only one who gets through.
Hey, like, at least let your guy Ray Phoenix wrestle this week. Doesn't that count for
like, I mean, I don't know what's going on over on SmackDown, but like, you just need people like that because not everybody can eventually become a world champion. You can still have a hell of a career doing what LA Knight's doing.
I think part of the issue and like where the disconnect comes is that like, he's involved in the main event scene and like never going to get that title. So like, that's the weird part. Like Drew is involved in the main event scene. They see him get a couple title runs. LA Knight's involved. He's feuding with Roman again. Like he's involved with the Bloodline, but he's not going to get the title. So it's like, why is he involved there if he's just going to be taking losses the entire time?
It's because of bad creative and not developing young talent. I mean, Obafemi is refreshing in WWE because he's new on the scene and people are into it. Even Javon Evans, new on the scene, right? Young, and so you're pushing them. And same thing with the women's division.
Sol Ruka.
Okay, so that's how you do it. So I got no problem with that. I just I think Gabe hit on it. Imagine if you say, okay, we still believe in you, but you be part of a tag team. That's how promoters used to do it. Like, you're good, but imagine if you were part of a tag team. And I'm sure LA Knight probably wouldn't want to do that, but hell, if you want to stay on this roster, we put you in a tag team when tag team wrestling mattered. And then you get over that way. That way, when you make mistakes, it's covered by your tag team partner. So if you slip on a banana peel, it's okay. Just tag out, right? Yeah. So that's something that they should consider, but won't because tag team wrestling doesn't mean as much as it used to.
Who has a better chance at winning a world title, LA Knight or Brian's boy, Sammy?
Well, Sammy's right there in the mix, isn't he?
Well, so is LA. Like it's they're in eerily similar spots on SmackDown and on Raw.
I don't, every time that LA Knight's part of the Bloodline story, I feel like it's far away. It's not believable. Now that Sammy's in the mix now, he's close with the world champion. He's right there with Cody. There could, and listen, this conversation is not for you, Brian. Just me and Gabe are talking. So, Sami Zayn, because of the mixture, and by the way, God bless Sami Zayn. He got the John Cena pop. Some are with him, some are not with him, and it's great. That's exactly what you want. It's a polarizing figure. He's more world championship material now because he's polarizing than he was in Montreal, if you can believe that. And it's totally not Roman.
Because he'd be world champion in Montreal, right? Like, because he's only getting that reaction in Montreal. And yeah, and he's not going to get that same reaction everywhere. And yeah, it's probably Sammy. Like, I still haven't given up on the hope. I feel like Brian has, just because he's been hurt too many times. Like, he doesn't want to actually have that, like, hope that it could actually happen. I still think that there is, well, I don't think LA, it's ever going to happen for LA Knight. I think there still is a percentage chance that it could happen for Sami Zayn.
If anything, that percentage is one, though. But yes, I'm not getting my hopes up. LA Knight is zero. Sammy is one. Not getting my hopes up.
There's a gleam, though, in the eye of Sammy now than before, though. Remember when he talked to you, he's like, nah, there's no way I think I'm going to be world champion. He's getting closer. He's getting much closer to it now than ever before. And by the way, the you know, the ride or dies like you, you'd be very, very happy. The ride or die Sami Zayn fans. He's such a little prick. It's great. It's great. He finally found the niche, man. He finally found it. It's great.
Because he's found a great way to, again, when he was like the heel character who was coming out and like, that it was almost like army fatigues, yeah, you know, every week, and had the hat or whatever. And Jersey. Like he was a good heel, but now he's found a way to like combine good heel Sammy and good face Sammy and like somehow mash it into one character. It's been fun.
It's funny how he fails up though. Can't be tricked. Now I'll go to the world title. It's amazing. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be going backwards, right? Yeah, let's go up to Cody. And Cody's pissed off. So they both slap each other. Now on SmackDown tomorrow, guys, we get something that's very rare. We get this kind of matchup for the world title with Sammy as a special guest referee. This is going to be fantastic.
And I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit as well. So let's go ahead and dive into it. We call it the three counts. The other top three stories in the world of professional wrestling. Brian, what's number one this week?
Yeah, you heard it from Hood tomorrow night. Gunther, Cody, world title. Sami Zayn, the special guest referee. How does it play out? Friday Night SmackDown, Gunther versus Cody.
So first and foremost, this couldn't make the card. Like, we're a week away from Night of Champions. Like, this couldn't wait. We couldn't, like, build. You could easily build up the drama, announce that Sammy's the referee last week, build up the drama this week on SmackDown, and then we get to, I guess there's two SmackDowns between then, but, like, you couldn't build up the drama with this and have the world championship match, an actual world championship match on Night of Champions. Like, is that asking too much? Like, because Roman's not going to be there. No. Like, if they usually do five matches, we've got the finals for the men and women and the king and queen. We've got the cage match with, yep, Seth Rollins and Seth Rollins and Braun. And I forget what the fourth one is, but there's a fourth one. So we got room for
Trick versus Mello or Ricky for the U.S. title.
Yes. Yes. So we've got the U.S. So like Night of Champions, the U.S. title is the only thing we're defending on Night of Champions. Like, this could have easily been, but I digress. We're getting it on SmackDown tomorrow night, Gunther versus Cody. I'm genuinely intrigued, especially with the wild card of Sammy being the special guest referee. My guess is Cody wins, but that also is kind of a boring story to tell. I think it's more intriguing if, you know, somehow Sammy does a quick count or Gunther wins. And I am intrigued to see how this all plays out tomorrow night.
So I'm clear. We're not getting Cody or Roman at Night of Champions?
It feels like we're getting one champion at Night of Champions. Like Night of Champion. Trick Williams is it.
Aren't we supposed to have Cody against Roman?
They've done that in the past.
They pass each other in the hallway. I thought that meant something.
No.
Well, what if this
No, it's basically The Rock holding up fingers at this point. It really doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
What if we end up getting a triple threat out of this then? And somehow we get to Cody, Gunther, Sammy at Night of Champions.
Well, then Sammy's got to go over. Sammy's got to go over to Saudi.
What? Well, if you're going to put that on the card, Sammy's winning the title.
Yeah.
Don't you do this to me. I'm just trying to help them book their card. That's all we're doing.
But again, like the only reason to book the triple threat match is if you're going to put Sammy over.
But also, if we're doing that, if Sammy's winning, KO returning to help him.
Okay, fine. Well,
sweet. Way, you get sign you me want. Up.
Either way, you get what you want, right? There's a way to get that done. And if it's not Montreal, it's got to be Saudi Arabia where Sammy wins it, because it can't be on American soil. So apparently.
I'm trying to even think how to even get, like, Sammy cost Gunther somehow. Gunther's pissed. And then Cody just said, like, all right, I'll defend against both you guys.
Yes, after Friday, Cody's pissed because Sammy tries to screw him. Cody retained somehow. He's still going to be
champion.
Yeah.
And then now we had the return, and it's all three of those guys. And so Sammy sneaks out of there as world champion in Saudi Arabia in front of a crazy crowd that will welcome him. And he'll be the babyface, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
So?
100%. See, threw the reel out there. Now he's just reeling in the fish.
Falling Brian doesn't want to bite. So many times. I finally accepted it. It wasn't happening. And now somehow he's in the main event scene again. And here we are.
Now again, the question is why? Like, why do you have to do it? Maybe you do it because you just need to shake some things up because it's so dull. The WWE booking is just mid.
Yeah.
So Sammy becoming the world champion out of nowhere would be kind of like the Darby Allin win during WrestleMania week, quite frankly, because it comes out of nowhere, right?
So mm-hmm. That's
the difference, something new.
And you could also say it'll end up being a short run. Like, he could be the one fed to Oba at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Sign me up. Sign me up for, like, five power bombs and Sammy's out.
How's QB1 take that?
Well, he's a refresher. Like,
I mean, maybe it's him versus Punk then. You get Cody versus Punk. No championship involved at SummerSlam.
Punk's a heel?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, but the problem with Punk is he's never truly going to be a heel.
Yeah, I mean, we'll still love his promos and what he does in the ring.
And people are going to love him.
Yeah, he's his body's fresh now because he's been off for a while. So
holy, that fresh is one way to put what his body is.
Well, listen, man. He's straight edge.
Dude is jacked.
He's straight edge, from what I understand. Straight edge.
But also, heels don't exist in that company. Like, Roman is back to being heel Roman and still getting popped and cheered for.
Oh, there's only one heel. I thought about throwing Brock in there, but even Brock, like, gets the huge pops when he comes out. There's one heel. It's Gunther.
Yeah. Because even Dom's cooled off in that department.
Yeah, he doesn't get booed the way, but even when, like, they just booed him because it was fun to do, like, everyone still loved Dom.
I love how the USA Network is getting this, because we went through this with Cody and Drew McIntyre, right? They had SmackDown, because this is where WWE is now. They're stretched so thin, Gabe, that you gotta serve Netflix and Peacock. You gotta serve, the
ESPN.
ESPN, ESPN Unlimited. You gotta serve everybody. So for the USA Network, it's like, where's ours? All right, well, we'll put a world title match, which is so unusual for WWE. AEW all the time, no problem. But for WWE,
they're doing it on a weekly basis with Darby.
Yeah, but it sets the table for something that could be special for Sami Zayn.
I think that is the most intriguing way I could see this thing going, is actually somehow Sami, again, he'll probably do boring something and Cody will come out on top and... LOL, Cody wins. Because the problem is, again, like, who challenges Cody? Well, like, I guess...
Well, it's a DQ finish where a second referee comes in. It's going to be kind of schmoz. Like, you're not beating Gunther on SmackDown. At least, I don't think so. Because if Gunther loses on SmackDown, he might as well be the host for SmackDown, SummerSlam.
For SummerSlam.
Yeah, just be the host. Welcome, everyone, to SummerSlam with a dark suit and a thin tie.
Like, literally, you talk about the Cena run, and we talk about how it was sort of a flop at the end. Gunther beating him a bunch has done nothing. I saw pointed out today, Dom beating him, what, 6-7 months ago has resulted in nothing now. Like, it's just, all right, congrats, you got your moment, and we're going to move on. Gunther's going to lose twice in, what, a one-month span now to Cody?
I mean, potentially. Well, again, if they do DQ finish and then it's thrown out, yeah. But if fantasy books the way that Hood just did and we all want it to happen, but it would be protected a little bit because sure. if Sammy wins, if this plays out and we go triple threat at Night of Champions, Sammy has to pin Cody.
Sure. Yep.
Like, that's to me the only way that works is if Sammy pins Cody.
And that makes Sammy look more legit, and it protects Gunther. I think that's a win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So Sami Zayn, you're bought in, world champion, correct?
We're up to like 3% chance now.
Yeah! Tripled it! We tripled it!
See? Sammy becomes a champion. Now you got a fresh look at the top. Sami Zayn.
Is there a July pay-per-view?
I don't think so. I thought they added one. Did they add one?
Because I guess SummerSlam is very early August, so maybe this is the next one.
It's not a Champions, and we got Saturday Night's Main Event in July.
Oh, yeah, there was a Saturday Night Main Event at MSG.
That's July 18th at the Garden, and then, SummerSlam is August 1st and 2nd, so.
But again, like, I think you need that refresh on SmackDown right now, man. Like, SmackDown, and I know it's about to go to 2 hours, and that's certainly going to help, but again, I point to, like, there wasn't anybody on SmackDown who entered the King of or Queen of the Ring tournament that you felt was worthy of winning a match other than Charlotte Flair. Like, that's a problem for SmackDown. Like, they've got problems right now, and it's just kind of switching things up at the top, I don't think that's a bad thing for them.
By the way, Brian, is anyone covering SummerSlam on the show?
You guys are the Midwesterners. I say that having no concept of the map and how close Minnesota is to either of you.
Actually, Gabe's closer.
I am. Yes. I would be closer. Yes. It's about a 5-hour drive up there for me.
Gabe, are you going?
I mean, if Brian's getting rejected for Mania, I can't imagine I'm getting approved for SummerSlam.
Oh, wow. A little AEW shoot there. Oh, wow.
All he's missing is a muffin.
I'm 7.5, so actually, Gabe's closer. So. You could do your ESPN radio shift in Minnesota. It's fine.
Yeah, if I can, I mean, I'd probably have a place to stay. I've got a buddy who lives up there. If we can find a way to get a credential, I can. I'll shoot up.
All right.
He'll also be there. Right. he'll shoot up and also be there. Good for you.
What do we got at number two this week, Brian?
Next Saturday will be Night of Champions. Next Sunday, Forbidden Door. The world title won't be defended. That will be part of a 12-man cage match. But what should main event Forbidden Door?
I think it's pretty obvious, at least for me right now. I think you have to main event with Ospreay versus Swerve. You dedicated a lot of time to it for the promo last night. It doesn't make sense to have the 12-man all-star cage match as, even though that has the world champion, that to me screams middle of the card. I think, and especially because I think AEW, outside of when they've done Anarchy in the Arena as the main events, but even recently they've gone back to that being, you know, either semi-main or middle of the card. And they seem to like to have clean one-on-one matches where something is on the line. In this instance, you know, the Owen Hart Foundation, you know, tournament winner, getting that world championship opportunity at Wembley. There's a lot on the line. It makes the most sense to me that that ends up being the main event of Swerve versus Ospreay. Plus, it's going to probably be the best match on the card.
I thought their promo session was great yesterday, going back and forth. I thought that was great to see. Will Ospreay just getting married? Strange time, man. You're right there in the middle, and you're getting married. I smashed her, bro. Okay.
that was an interesting add-on to the promo, I thought. Like, oh, okay.
See, this is why he's going to be
great. Congrats on the sex, I guess. Yeah.
That's why I think he's going to be a great world champion, right? Because he doesn't, I mean, he's just saying stuff. And people respect him. That kind of glib. Why did he throw that grenade into the ring the way he did? It's fine. Like, it's. And I think people enjoy that, right? It's a viral moment. It's awesome. But the seriousness between him and Swerve Strickland, I think that works. That's going to be a hell of a match. I just don't know how the cage match, I don't know how that fits. Semi-main? It's not a middle of the card. It's not how you... Maybe they start the show that way. Who knows? I don't know.
I feel like you could do it semi-main and then, like, Don Callis' family leaves MJF in the ring. He's bloodied. And then Ospreay and Swerve come out, like, stare him down before their match and, like, just sort of plant those seeds and set little things like that. I agree. The cage match... Sure, it's fun, and Mark Briscoe is always going to get a reaction, but, like, it just doesn't feel main event worthy. And if you're not defending the title, I think this is the perfect way to be like, all right, we don't have to put the world champion in the main event here.
Also, with the stiff, no one believes Mark Briscoe is going to win the world championship.
Right.
No. Because Darby already had it. So right. Even though between the two, I think that Briscoe is more convincing based on his promos.
Sure. Yeah.
But it is what it is now. Like, If Team MJF wins, if Team Briscoe, it doesn't matter. Briscoe's not winning the title, so it's whatever.
Yeah, you definitely lose that part, like that intrigue. But it's just like, even like it's cool to have some of the names in it, but like it's just it's missing something for me in terms of that show.
Yeah, but again, like I guess it would be semi-main because I think you open the show with Kenny. I think that match opens the show. I think that's just a really good like. Own setter for what you're going to get.
You could also do the women's Owen final with Mercedes.
Okay.
Against Athena.
Ear covered if you don't like spoilers.
What?
Yeah.
What? What?
Not Athena.
Who? What do you mean, not Athena? What happened there?
Well, she didn't win her semifinal match, so she's therefore not in the finals.
Against who? Who did she lose?
Maya World.
You're bullshitting me.
I'm not.
I mean, I know because they taped Collision last night. I did not see that. I did not see that. Why? What? Why? I don't understand. Like,
I know her brother died.
Okay.
Okay. Don't mean that she got to be over all the way through the. I'm just saying, like, I can't believe that.
Uh-huh.
Well, because again, like, to me, what? You could put Athena and Mercedes in the ring whenever.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, sick, sweet.
Yeah, tell let's me, go. My,
yeah, I don't care what's on the line.
Right.
I'm in, and now I'm less in.
Uh-huh.
Why don't they like Athena? I don't understand. They like her enough to have her be the forever champ in ROH, but how come she, anytime they put her on regular TV, like I want to know what her win-loss record is on Collision and on Dynamite. Yeah. For being the forever champ who never loses in ROH, she's got to be like below 500. Uh-huh. It's unbelievable.
You had a ready-made, essentially a main event there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're good.
Wow. Wow, I'm glad you threw the spoiler alert on there.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, let's go ahead and end that spoiler alert. Wow, I still can't wrap my head around that. That's a decision.
That is what that is.
Kind of telegraphs who's getting the world championship opportunity in Wembley.
Uh-huh. The other weird thing also, the AEW schedule, there is a July pay-per-view. So All In is August 30th, July 26th, yes. Redemption in Montreal.
Redemption.
Which I guess that could be MJF and Briscoe.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be Johnny Gargano for the rest of the show.
I mean, Brian, you got to be Sammy. You got to talk to him even though he's not responding. You got to play the role of Sammy.
Do you know how bad that is? I mean, honest to God. It's a great opportunity for Maya's world.
Yes.
You didn't know who she was before this tournament. She's popped up on Collision every now and then, but like the Cinderella story, that's not what we wanted. We wanted the best of the best. It's where the best wrestle, I thought. Is that the best wrestling in that spot?
Wasn't she also, I'm looking at the bracket. She was one of the add-ons, right?
Yeah. She was an injury sub, yeah.
That's not, okay. This is nothing to do with Mercedes Moné at all. It's just that Athena and Mercedes, that need to be a rematch from the last time they were against one another. Mm-hmm. What the hell is this now?
Yeah.
And I know that Tony would tell you, well, you know, you want something different. No, Cinderella story. But she's not winning.
No, again, right. It's just like the NCAA tournament. You want those wins early. Yeah, go ahead. Cinderella run all the way to the semifinals. Great. When I get to the championship round, I want the good teams. Right. I want the champs. Right. I want Athena versus Mercedes. Seriously, you could put that. They could run that 12 straight times on pay-per-views, and I would love it every time.
Yeah.
What are you avoiding with those two? So you know what happens when you have that? That means you can't call a winner, and you can't tell Athena to lose again to Mercedes. So we're just going to avoid it.
Yep.
That's what it is. That's
because. I mean, the crazy thing, again, like the one thing missing in AEW for Mercedes is that world championship, and they've told the story of how she can't get over the top. But, like, they've kind of told the same story with Athena. Like, that would have been right. An intriguing, like, hey, both these really good women who are really well-respected everywhere going head-to-head on our pay-per-view with a world championship opportunity at our biggest show of the year on the line, and they punted on it.
It also, like... The Forbidden Door concept we've talked about the last few weeks, like, is sort of dead. Like, anyone that you want to see is in that company now. This sort of was a Forbidden Door match, though. Like, Athena being the Ring of Honor, like, you do it that way. Maya World works there. Like, you could see her on Collision and stuff. I feel like we don't see her that much. But, like, you could have played up the Forbidden Door aspect by doing Mercedes and Athena again.
I just don't understand. I just don't get it. Do you have the rest of the card, please, for our audience? Could you just go through the
door?
Yes, I think we nailed what the main event could be, but just for Maya World and giggles, could you give us
the Osprey versus Swerve, Mercedes versus Maya. They did attack her after the match, so maybe they pull something, but whatever. Kenny versus Zack Sabre Jr., Tekla versus Starlight Kid, the 12-man cage match, Moxley versus Bandido for the Continental title, and Cope and Cage defend the tag titles against the Dogs.
Okay.
So from a Forbidden Door standpoint, we have two matches?
Yeah, we've got the Tekla versus...
Starlight Kid,
and then Zack Sabre Jr. against Omega.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a banger.
Yeah, of course.
But possibly the weakest of the Forbidden Doors, or the weakest of the pay-per-views.
Oh, this is... Again, I want to make something clear. It's still going to be a fun card.
Oh yeah,
I'm still going to enjoy the hell out of it. It's by far the weakest pay per view so far of the year for AEW.
Yes, yeah.
By far.
Yes, and with the swinging door open, where he's bringing in New Japan talent and CMLL talent, there is no real Forbidden Door.
Yeah, this feels like the end of it.
It was cool at this as a concept because it's just like,
yeah,
this person. Oh, that's it from the Indies. Now it's just. Indie talent, international talent against AEW or whatever.
Well, plus, like, New Japan just doesn't have what it once had.
No.
Right? Like, they just, it's not the company that it was 5 years ago.
We also get them on a Saturday night. Like, Persephone is someone that you see in spurts, like, oh, that's awesome. I want to see more of her.
Gabe Kidd shows up a bunch.
Right. Like, yeah, I don't think Gabe Kidd actually works for AEW, but you've seen him on pay-per-views, you've seen him in matches. Like, it's just not necessary.
Yeah. Any chance we see our guy return at this pay-per-view? Or is it, it's probably too soon.
Who's Jeff that? Maybe. Maybe. Is his 90 days up?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's probably too soon.
I did see him post on social. WWE just released a Mateo action figure. So he's got that now for his time there.
Got money. Got money. Good for him. Good for him. That's what it's there for stocks and for your own action figure, right?
Good. I think it's too soon because he was right around the same time as Motor City Machine Guns, right?
Yeah.
So they, because it was a story, AEW's in Detroit end of July and their 90 days is up like the day prior.
So New Day debuts at Wembley.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're waiting for. And nothing against those other veterans we talked about, but those are the only two I'm interested in. The other, Motor City Machine Guns comes to AEW. Hey, it's Motor City Machine Guns. And then the bell rings.
Right.
It's like anything else I see on AEW, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's an arms race. I get it. They're just trying to compile talent, but sitting at home for a month and for months not doing anything does nothing for the fan.
Right. Yep. So.
What do we got at number three this week?
All right. This week, 25 years of the invasion angle getting started. It was about 25 years ago we saw some of the WCW wrestlers make their way to Raw and SmackDown. If we played it out today, AEW and WWE, what are some matches you'd want to see?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you have to, you know, like Mox, Roman, Rollins. Like, you got to run that back. You know, you got to have the Shield triple threat.
You don't do MJF, Roman?
I mean, you probably do. You probably got to do MJF, Cody.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
MJF, Cody, I think is a good spot. Like, MJF, Roman, whose match? Whose style match? MJF style or Roman style? That is a question.
Yeah, but I feel like MJF could work Roman style.
Slow?
Yes. He might make Roman cry on the mic, but the match-wise should be fun.
He would destroy Roman Reigns on the mic. It would be so bad. Oh, my God. He would just all Roman would do would just laugh. He would just laugh and smile his way through because he won't have the lines like MJF would.
What? So CM Punk versus Jungle Jack?
Did you see, by the way, speaking of those two, we talked last week, or I think it was last week, about Punk possibly not having bridges burned with AEW. Jack on Instagram posted just a photo of bridges on fire. Coincidence, I'm sure.
What a wild rumor that was with the whole punk situation, man. Like, things are just quiet and people just can't help themselves. Like,
so what happens when Jack Perry's in NXT in the same company? What are you going to do then when Jack Perry signs a WWE contract?
He's going to spend a lot of time on the CW.
He's got a lot. His contract's up soon.
So,
imagine. Real glass, brother.
Cry me a river.
Yeah. You got to run that back at a Rumble or something.
Yeah.
Face to face. Oh, no. So what other matches do we have?
I wrote Rhea Willow just for the difference of those two and how fun that could be.
Charlotte Mercedes. Charlotte Mercedes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think because we've seen Mercedes go up against so many of those because she was in WWE for a long time. So I was trying to think of a fresher.
No, we don't need fresh. Mercedes. Just run back Bayley Mercedes.
Yeah, you could probably just do that.
They're friends.
I mean, that would be the best match. Right. Would be Bayley Mercedes.
Bayley loses again. Okay.
How else do you book it?
Who would you want Sol Ruka to go against?
Maya World.
Actually, you know what? Athena would be really good. Athena and Sol would be.
Sol would win that one. Yep.
What?
Well, I mean, if Maya World's winning, I mean, he's got a point.
What? What'd you say? What?
Bucks versus Usos.
Yes.
I think we're waiting on that one, aren't we? I think a lot of people are waiting for that dream match.
I feel like it's going to be the only one left after we get Bucks New Day over the next few months.
Well, but we still haven't gotten Bucks versus Cope and Christian, which I'm assuming is going to be like the end of Cope and Christian.
Yeah.
Like that'll be their last match as a tag team. Whether or not that's the end of Cope and his professional wrestling career, whether that retires Cope, I think remains to be seen. But I think that'll be the last match we ever see Cope and Christian tag will be against the Bucks. Because it feels like they've been holding on to it and they haven't even teased it.
How does FTR get in this thing? Is there any other tag teams for FTR?
You got to find a tag team in the WWE first.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Damian Priest and R-Truth.
Nope. Maybe in Japan.
Miz and Kit Wilson.
Wow, see?
Oof.
Can you name any other tag team? Otis and Tozawa.
We mentioned, by the way, we talked about like Mox. It's Mox against what? Mox Rollins?
Mox Roman Rollins. I mean, I would just throw him back the Shield triple threat.
A triple threat, okay.
Yeah, Shield triple threat.
And who's winning that?
Mox.
Mox.
Maybe don't trust me. I don't know. What do you guys think? I would just say Mox, but that's
it all depends on what Mox, right? If it's AEW Mox, he's definitely winning.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Dean Ambrose would kick John Moxley would kick Dean Ambrose's ass.
Oh, a squash match.
Yes. So
who in WWE would you trust in the ring with Ospreay?
I'm trying to think of who's as good as Ospreay in WWE.
Right.
Bray Phoenix.
Right. Okay. Sammy. We let Sammy be Sammy again.
Oh God. Sammy versus. Yeah. I think Sammy versus Ospreay might be the way to go.
Main event.
Yeah. Good the other one, there. I feel like it exists somewhere out there from Europe, is Gunther Ospreay.
Yeah. I can see that match. You want that match?
I feel like I've seen it pop up before. Like it's fat Gunther and a very young Ospreay.
I'll send you that.
All right.
And
what's funny about fat Gunther is just as good to move around.
Oh, yeah.
You still move around. It's crazy. That's why I fell in love with him. Like, look at this guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, who?
Robbie Avila.
Who would you run against Oba?
I mean, AEW, any of their big men, they're going to take a loss there, so that's fine.
Oh, Bobby Lashley's going to lose against Oba?
Brian Cage?
No. That's a squash match. It's a squash match in AEW.
Oh, Brody King.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking if he was ever healthy, Wardlow, like Wardlow versus sure. Oba would like be a really good poster, but...
So you don't see Bobby Lashley, Oba Femi as a great poster? I mean, those two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I guess I just don't think, like, Bobby just hasn't, has he been around now? Like, he was there, and now he's not.
Don't do that. He's ready. He hasn't aged a bit. Black.
No, he hasn't. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Seriously, go back and watch the Mania where he was in the hair versus hair match. It's the same guy. It's yeah. unbelievable. The man hasn't aged a damn day in 20 years of professional wrestling.
I like Brody King in that spot. I like Bobby Lashley in that spot. Who am I missing? Not like somebody from the Don Callis family. Are we missing anybody? Like Lance Archer? No.
I mean, for the car Javon, crash aspect.
Javon versus Kyle.
Ooh.
Javon Evans versus Kyle. Oh my God, he would destroy Javon Evans.
I was gonna say also for Oba. For the car crash aspect, you throw Darby in there and see what Darby. Oba can do with him. Oba.
Oh, God.
A murder on TV? Uh-huh. Yeah. So in the lightweight division, it is Darby Allin against who in WWE? Chad Gable?
Ooh, I like Ooh, that.
That would be fun.
What's the Chad Gable matchup if it's not Darby? I mean, there's a lot of guys that can go step for step with Chad.
That could be a Fletcher spot.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Gable Fletcher.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, man. Especially the Gabe we got today.
Kevin Knight?
No.
No? You don't believe in him?
No.
What? Dude, do you want?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Who else are we missing? I mean, well, or we could, I mean, Finn, I could go Finn versus either Fletcher, Finn versus Ospreay.
Oh,
I could do that.
We forget about Finn.
There we go.
Because now he's on SmackDown, where careers go to die.
That's awesome. Finn, Fletcher, Wembley. Book it.
What is his contract up? I would like to see one more good run out of Finn.
Another 10 years. He's going to be out there with a shirt and tie breaking up brawls as an agent. Finn Balor. God. Oh, boy. You just booked a Wembley main event, Gabe.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, man.
Finn versus Fletcher. Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I'm just trying to scour my brain for other ones. I mean, you would have to do. Who do you want? Like, what luchador would you want to throw against Bandido?
Well, Penta, right?
Yeah.
Penta Bandido, Rey Bandido.
Americano.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, apparently you can go. So, I mean, we saw it, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, again, it was the match of the year, and nothing's going to beat it. Americano. I feel very confident in saying that. Like, I can't imagine what somebody would have to do to beat that for match of the year. It would have to be an IEW. It would have to happen at Wembley, probably.
Yes.
Do you have an Elitolo matchup, WWE, or have we seen them all?
Yeah.
He's on fire right now, El Idolo, because he asked the question, how you know?
That is so over with Hood.
It is. It's the best. It's the best. I don't know how I know. How you know?
Yeah, I can't think of an El Idolo match.
Gable?
He would match up against Gable.
Penta?
I'm trying to think of guys that have belts. Trick?
Yeah, we would need a trick match.
Trick Mello? We get Trick Knight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that way. Okay. Does LA Trick Knight and Kevin make it?
No.
I mean, no, he died.
You don't want to put
him in Kenny? Who wouldn't run circles around him from AEW right now?
That's so mean.
It's just a question. It's just a question.
Run circles around him.
Gabe actually knows.
It's a great point because LA Knight slipping off the top rope does not work in AEW.
No.
So then Jericho.
Okay, there you go. Hey, there we go. I knew we'd land. Jericho, LA Knight. Yeah, that actually fits.
Oh, speaking of.
That fits.
See, we've seen everything from Ciampa and WWE, like Ciampa, AW Ciampa against.
Ciampa Gargano.
Fine.
Yeah.
We know that delivers. Uh-huh. No, that's good. Very good. That's a good match. Did we take care of the women? Did we take care of the women matchups?
Tiffany, Liv.
God, as strong as the women's division, I feel like used to be for AEW, it feels like it's lacking right now.
Yes.
You got some brawling birds there. You got Mercedes. You've got Willow when healthy.
Yeah. That's the problem. Willow's out. Tony Storm is out.
Oh. Well, we got to do the Tony Storm thing anyway. Tony Storm against who in WWE?
Charlotte.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Rhea against who in AEW?
I put Rhea Willow.
That works. I could see it.
I mean, Rhea versus, I mean, the best poster would be Rhea versus Megan Bain.
Oh, yeah. Where has she been?
Megan Bain. Real question. Can you go, or is all that aesthetics? Like they said about Jade Cargill. Remember the Jade Cargill?
Yeah. Well, and that's,
or not.
They haven't really put her in a spot where we know the answer to that.
I've seen her on the indies or overseas. Like, she can go.
And her and Rhea, right?
Yeah.
That probably would be the poster, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
That's really good. I like that. I like that.
I'm trying to think of who we're forgetting on the women's side. I mean, Tekla. She is the champ right now.
Tekla Liv?
Yeah, Tekla Liv would go.
Is Liv good with that? She all right? Yeah, all of a sudden Tekla does the upside down spider thing and she doesn't run out of the ring. Is Liv gonna be all right with that? Like, it's pretty, Tekla's pretty stiff. She can't,
yeah,
comes from
part of. So maybe is it Tekla Bliss?
Can she handle that?
I feel like she could.
Well, again, she was part of the Wyatt family.
That WWE style, man. Different style, a little softer. Just saying. There's some WWE talent that can handle it, though.
I guess to that point, I mean, then I'll just book the stiffest match on the card of Sheamus versus Roosh.
Oof.
Oh. Roosh doesn't know this is the worst.
It'd be a different shade of red on
him. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. That, I like to see that, though. It's a good hot.
Yeah, right? It's a nice little
injured?
Opener.
Is Sheamus injured? Where is he?
I think he's hurt.
Okay.
I like that we're booking this 3-day WWE AEW.
everybody's on the card. Everybody's on the card.
I like it. I like it. Triple H wouldn't like it because it's not three matches on a card.
I know. Way too many matches for him.
But AEW would be awesome.
Absolutely. Oh, TK's all in, man.
A 3-day, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday with all your favorite matchups.
But straight through. Yep. They're not taking a break. It's just 3 days straight through.
Oh, no.
Who needs sleep?
Oh, man.
It would be Brian's dream come true. All right,
love it.
What do we got at News and Notes this week?
We didn't include them in this Forbidden Door card, but TNA Wrestling saying goodbye to multiple talent over the past week. Tommy Dreamer, Steve Maclin, Sami Callihan, Tessa Blanchard, all among the names that are not a part of TNA anymore. Anthem Sports put out a release saying that TNA Wrestling is having a, quote, workplace reduction designed to streamline operations and sharpen strategic focus and profitability.
So their AMC deal is not that good.
Next.
Yep. I don't know what else to take away from that.
Good, your guy, Road Dogg Jesse James, might take over Tommy Dreamer's spot in terms of writing for TNA. So,
so if you're reducing, why are you adding?
Well, you still need a, you still need someone to book the show.
Yeah,
they got people.
You should volunteer.
Tommy Dreamer was pretty upset about having to lose that job at TNA. But sometimes you just need a fresh coat of paint. I don't know what else TNA needs. I see the program. It's interesting at the top, and the rest of it's kind of flat. Like, who doesn't like Mustafa Ali and, like, Mike Santana's champion? I think that Nick Nemeth probably is going to win the championship at Slammiversary. I think that's needed. As much as I love Mike Santana, the company has not done a good job of marketing. You know, like, I said this about AEW as well, right? Knicks win the championship. MJF should be there, even though he dissed the Knicks on social media. But Mike Santana's a New York guy, too. How's he not involved in any of this? But Danhausen is. Yeah. That's a marketing problem somehow. So, yeah, Tommy Dreamer being out, that's tough on him. But there's some needs. There's a lot of needs. If you got TV, you got to do better than what I've seen. It has just been mediocre at best, TNA.
Eric Bischoff said a year ago with a TV deal they're going to become the number two company, though.
How's that working?
Just falling short a little bit.
A little bit?
Just fired their head of creative. Yeah.
Mutually parted ways. Totally different.
No, sure. I'm sure. Yes.
Get excited for the John Cena Classic. He did give some new details, sort of, to Us Weekly. The tournament is, quote, still a work in progress. It'll be seen as WWE's all-star game. He said also tag matches might be possible. Brackets, also possible. He said he may make future appearances on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT to promote the tournament. And they're trying to figure out the fan aspect, the voting part, because they don't want fans to hijack it. The winner will receive a new championship, though. So there are new details.
They have no idea.
No. But again, I'm glad they just realized that, oh, we don't want fans to hijack it. Guess what? You put up a fan vote, right. Fans are going to hijack it. That's what you're asking them to do.
They don't know what they're doing with this yet. And I can, and it's infancy. So I totally understand. The thing I told you when this all came out was, you sure you want to do this with this NXT roster?
Like, it needs to stop mentioning it. Cause you could very easily just like, no, that never happened. And then it never happens.
Yeah. It's just like very few you want to see from NXT in this whole thing. Like, you're trying to elevate what? They depleted the roster from NXT. All at one time, Triple H says, I just need these six people. I need the women. I need Ricky Saints. I need, like, Obafemi. Like, and left him with very, very young talent outside of Brian Pillman Jr. Who's still there. He's been in the system for a decade, and he can't get on SmackDown. Oh, God. They're doing the coconut circuit by you, Brian.
Yes.
You can go see Brian Pillman Jr. in your area and Ocala.
I will say, saw him in Vegas, just out and about. Not really noticeable by many people. He was waiting for his Uber with everyone else, just out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Tough look.
Finally, news and notes. My AEW, the streaming service, is looking to become a one-stop shop for pro wrestling, and this week announced the addition of more indie companies. Creative Pro and Wrestle Pro, both out of the Northeast. Warrior Wrestling out of Chicago will be joining the platform. An upcoming CMLL and New Japan show will be streamed on the app for just $9.99.
So they are adding libraries. They're adding, what exactly are they adding to the app? I am not familiar with My AEW.
So internationally, it's the way everyone streams the show. But here locally, there is what's called a fast channel. So if you go to the website right now, it's just AEW running. Like the way the WWE Network was when it started.
Sure.
Where you would just log on and something would be on live. So that's going right now. It's just an old Dynamite from season 3. And then all these indie companies, they're just matches and stuff and old pay-per-view matches and things like that. And it's just another platform to consume more pro wrestling.
A backup plan in case the Paramount deal falls through.
Oh.
Fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because again, if Turner doesn't want them, if TNA, I mean, everybody's in bed with somebody else. Like, I don't know where their television product would go.
I mean, they'll find something, but you need a backup plan just in case. That's a smart backup plan by Tony.
But you also need a place, yeah, for your pay-per-views.
Right.
Right? Because again, if TNT and TBS goes away, there goes HBO Max.
But Brian, you have it. We don't have it. So is it worth it to
I haven't taken the full dive yet, but just going through it, like, I'm totally in. Like, sure, why not watch an Athena versus Thunder Rosa match from the Indies from 4 years ago?
But some of those
36 minutes.
Yeah, but some of those Dynamites, though, man, where there's no story. Those early Dynamites are just like, this match against this match, this match against this match. Yeah, what's the story? No story. Just put matches on. Oh, my God. JR.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Awesome. By the way, if nothing else, what's fun about that? Full crowds. They're in the NBA arenas. 15,000 people every Wednesday. Pretty good back then.
Uh-huh. Look, there's Jade Cargill on AEW Dynamite. Like this. Flash from the past.
She kept her wig on AEW, though. Yeah. Wig stayed on.
What did you boys have for your matches of the week?
Ryan?
How about Mercedes and Hazuki from Dynamite last night?
Yeah, I mean, how long did that thing go?
Oh, it could have gone longer.
Like, it's a lot of, through, I think, two commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave that thing a long time. I also enjoyed the tag match last night, Garcia and Mox versus Bandido and Brody.
What about Raw?
I got nothing from Raw.
Well, there you have it.
But here's a twist. I have an NXT match. So enough buzz that I pulled it up and watched it this morning. Friend of show, Jada Parker, the pride of Jensen Beach High School versus Natty.
Yes.
Yep. Not sure why that isn't a pay-per-view match for them. I've seen them do it on social. I think Jada showed up at the dungeon and her.
Oh, Natty, she showed up at the dungeon. I remember seeing that on social.
Yes. The match was outstanding.
Come
and
on,
then just came to NXT. I then watched the backstage segment after that match and realized why I don't watch NXT.
Gabe, you need to watch that match.
Yep. I'm doing it. Like, again, like, they won't let Natty be Natty on regular WWE TV, but like, I guess she can be Natty on NXT. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
She has to keep pitching that, by the way. It's not like they're sending her. She has to pitch to go to these places, which is crazy, right? She's a veteran, been there for 20 years. Hey, can I go to work with her?
Sure.
Yeah, you booked. Yeah, go ahead.
Very impressive by Jada, though, holding her own with Natty.
We need to get her back on.
Yeah, we do. Also, NXT is so much more enjoyable when Booker T's off.
Just saying. Oh, was he off on Tuesday?
He was off this week, so that's part of the reason I enjoyed that match as much also.
Who filled in?
Corey.
Great. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you should say that about Booker T. Don't be saying that about Booker, for God's sake. You know what that's going to be? That's going to be classic commentary in 20 years. People will remember that. Boy, that was funny stuff that Booker was saying 20 years ago.
I guess.
So that, yeah, I think that you nailed it. I think that's it. A lot of my stuff I remember from last week. That doesn't
SmackDown qualify. Also, the women's four-way was decent.
The women's four-way on SmackDown was good.
Yes.
Sol, Charlotte, Lyra, and Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was good.
Again, with Charlotte being the only SmackDown representative to actually win a match.
What it is, man.
Oh, we are making that build, though. We're making that progress. Building towards pay-per-view for AEW in Forbidden Door. We do, we're going to find out what those finals are going to look like in the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments coming up over on WWE for Night of Champions. Make sure you don't miss us talking about any of it, any of the interviews, any of those. You can go check it out, comment, subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/@goodkarmawrestling for any of our past content. And again, don't miss out on any of our future content. It's Jay Hood's got the GKW pen. We're going to talk about it all professional wrestling right here next week on GKW.
Working pin.